flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Jack and Susan Groh, director and associate director of NFL Green. Anytime you have an event of this size, this magnitude, so many different things going on around the city, it has an environmental impact. And NFL Green, I think, is designed to address that. They join us. Folks, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks, Noel. Good to be here.
So I know that was just a real quick description, but why don't you tell us about NFL Green and what it hopes to accomplish?
Well, NFL Green is the brand for the NFL's environmental program, and it's been in effect now for 32 years, 32 Super Bowls now since we've had this environmental program in effect. And NFL was the first professional sports league anywhere to start thinking about the environmental impact of the big events that it does, you know, Super Bowl, Pro Bowl, the draft, the kickoff, all the things that we do around the year. So we started off 32 years ago with a very small recycling project, which at the time was groundbreaking because no sports facilities in the country had any solid waste management, recycling, anything like that. And then over the years, we added more and more environmental impacts, more and more programs, food recovery, material recovery and repurposing. And then eventually, about 20 years ago, we decided instead of just mitigating the environmental harm or impact, why don't we see if we can leave a positive environmental legacy, green legacy in every community? And that's been a big part of our focus now. And that's a big focus of all the projects we have going in New Orleans now for Super Bowl.
So describe that legacy for us. What does it look like and what projects are going on as a result of Super Bowl 59?
So we work to leave a positive green legacy. So we work closely with the local Super Bowl host community, with the host committee and with local partners to find out what those needs are here. So the biggest requests in the New Orleans area have been for trees and also for coastal restoration projects, a huge issue here, of course. So tomorrow, if I'll just give a quick rundown of what we have coming up. We already were out here in December to plant trees along the Lafitte Greenway. We planted 32 trees for all 32 teams to provide some shade and cooling along that beautiful greenway through the city. Tomorrow we'll be out at Hardin Park planting trees and doing a park cleanup, putting in some new park benches to really beautify that important park out there and celebrating the history of that park. Been working with Councilman Green's office and the host committee and some other folks out there, the New Orleans Saints, to make that happen. On Monday, our biggest project is an oyster reef project, a living shoreline coastal restoration project in partnership with some really unique partners. We are working with Chef's Brigade and area restaurants who have been gathering up 59 tons of oyster shells for Super Bowl 59. In December, we placed all those in bags and got them ready to go, and those will form a reef along the coastline down in Leeville, down by the boat ramp and fishing pier down there to kind of shore up that shoreline. And then we'll have 100 or more volunteers down there also working with us to plant marsh grass behind that to provide a coastal buffer down there to storms. And we're also working with, in addition to CRCL, we're working with some special ops military veterans we've worked with often in the past. They're a group called Force Blue that repurposes the skills of these talented military veterans to do work along the coast. On Tuesday, we're working with Pontchartrain Conservancy and planting 600 trees out there by the Chifunti Lighthouse. I'm not sure I'm saying that right. But that will also provide some storm mitigation to the town of Madisonville and that whole area down there, restore that section of coastline. And then, Jeff, you want to talk about 100 Yards of Hope?
Yeah, and then on Tuesday night, we're having a film premiere, the New Orleans premiere of a documentary film called 100 Yards of Hope. And what it is, it's the story of the first marine conservation project the NFL ever worked on in partnership with the Force Blue military special ops veterans out in Miami, and we worked on it in Tampa. We've done other marine conservation projects since then, like the Oyster Reef project that Susan just described. But that documentary movie is pretty stunning. It's going to be shown at Nunez Community College, and there's still some seats available. Folks can go to Nunez Community College and register. We've only got a capacity of 400, so the first 400 people that sign up for that for next Tuesday night will have seats. And it should be a lot of fun. There'll be a panel discussion afterwards with some of the folks who are in the movie about the project.
And then we'll also be talking about this year's project.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit. That night, too, we'll talk about some of the projects we're working on this year.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're visiting with Jack and Susan Grow, director and associate director of NFL Green. Guys, I got to tell you, I looked at the website last night and I was kind of blown away by some of the stuff that you involve yourselves in. And I never imagined that I would just hear the breadth and depth of so much more as you describe these projects here today. I mean, it's incredible. And I know that historically y'all have involved yourself with food recovery, a lot of leftover products from a lot of the sponsor events, as well as the Super Bowl and others, and you donate that to the local food banks. I mean, there's just so many ways that y'all make a difference here. It's just absolutely incredible.
Well, you know, Anul, it's a testament to the communities that end up hosting Super Bowl II, I think, because, you know, we come into the community and we've got some resources, but we're not the ones who are full of ideas. I mean, we're full of something, but we're not full of ideas. So we come into town and we meet with local folks and we ask them, you know, what can we do while we're here? Is there something, is there a project you guys have in your hearts that somehow, if we can help jumpstart it or kickstart it or just, you know, assist with it? And that's why the project projects are different in every community that we go to. Like Susan mentioned, one of the big things here in New Orleans is trees. I mean, the storms all the way back to Katrina and even since then have just destroyed the tree canopy and so much here. So we don't come in New Orleans without knowing that we are going to plant trees. But the question is, what else can we do to make a positive legacy? And it's interesting. We drove down one of the greenways today and we saw some trees that we had planted. Was it 14 years, 12 years ago, or actually 20 years ago, a couple of years after Katrina, when we were here for Super Bowl, and we planted along there, and they're all huge. They were saplings. Now they're all huge shade trees along the center of the road there, and it's just such a nice feeling for us to come back and know that with all the hoopla around Super Bowl and our other events, you know, we're here today, gone tomorrow. They're great events, but what's left in the community afterwards? And it's nice to be able to come back and see that there's a footprint, a positive footprint left that shows that when we were here, we did more than just entertain folks and have a great event.
You don't see that all the time. And it's really a beautiful expression of the NFL, the event, and working with local folks. And I know exactly what you're talking about when you see something that you did many, many years ago and the impact is still there. It's growing, it's alive, and it's still doing what it was intended to do, right?
Definitely. And I've got to say, the host committee has been wonderful in working with us on all of these projects and kind of helping to guide, you know, what we're doing here. They know what needs to be done here. We'd be remiss if we didn't mention one final thing. On Wednesday, the group we're working with to get all these oyster shells for this
Oyster night, yeah.
Chef's Brigade is hosting what's called Oyster Night. It's actually oyster lunch and dinner. And they want to draw attention to what needs to be done to restore the coastlines here, and how local chefs are teaming up with scientific partners to gather up those oyster shells and save the coastline here. So a lot of chefs in these area restaurants, dozens of them, are hosting oyster specials. And then all of the shells from those oysters are going to be gathered up, and they'll go into future coastline restoration projects. So Chef's Brigade has a lot of information about that, I believe, up on their website. But a lot of great restaurants joining us in this effort, and we'll be visiting some of those to talk more about these projects.
Yeah, we learned more about seafood since we started coming down to New Orleans than we ever, and we live up in Rhode Island, so you know, we're pretty well versed on seafood. But oh man, we've learned a lot about oysters, and not just how good they taste. We've learned a lot of other interesting things about them. So it's great to be able to work in a place like New Orleans. I can't tell you how, you know, the culture here, the food here, the people here, and the spirit here. It's just tremendous. And when you think about how many things New Orleans has survived and still thrived, I don't think there's another city in the world like New Orleans, to be honest with you.
Well, we couldn't agree more. Jack and Susan Groh, Director and Associate Director of NFL Green, thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you so much for the impact that you're making in our community in partnership with the NFL. We truly appreciate your efforts, and have a great stay here, and contribute to those empty oyster shells as much as possible. I know I will be.
Thanks,
Newell. A pleasure chatting with you.
Have a great week. We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.